Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling News. On last night, NXT, there was a new champion.
Two former WWE superstars tease a huge announcement.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling News. On last night, NXT, there was a new haircut.
And what's my first story? Oh, yes. MVP teases reuniting the Hurt Business. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm not.
And this is the news.
I go first?
You'll go first.
Last night NXT, it was the...
Colourful! I've come dressed as the new NXT.
You have, very good. Splattered and speckled, and it was... I actually, before we start getting into this, I just want to quickly say, just before I make fun of it, repeatedly over the video, I like the new look NXT.
Yes.
Can I just get out of the way? I like the new look NXT. However, it's fair to say it was a little bit... all over the place, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So last night we had several things announced. Obviously, the main event was the Fatal 4-Way for the unclaimed, what's the word? The vacant NXT Championship that was going to see LA Knight, Pete Dunne, Kyle O'Reilly, and Tommaso Ciampa seeing who would be crowned the new champion. And it was out with the old NXT and been with the old NXT as Tommaso Ciampa became a two-time NXT champion. I've got to say, when I looked this up, I was doing my, you know, research this morning. Tommaso Ciampa... only a two-time NXT champion now.
Yeah.
He only had one. I thought that was incredibly wrong. Unless I've done my research inaccurately. Apparently that was his, only his second time with a belt. Everyone's in the comments, I was three, you idiot. He was two-time going into this. But yeah, anyway, I thought he would have had about five or six runs with the thing now. But he won in a quite a strange match because Kyle O'Reilly was announced, wasn't in it. He was taken out by Pete Dunne and Ridge Peaky Blinders Holland.
Ridge Bloody Holland.
And he was replaced by... none other than...
Von Wagner!
Matt Bloom's son, Von Wagner, who I haven't really heard of, but was just put in the main event. But you know how WWE like to do these things? They put a surprise entry in the main event, and they win!
I really thought they were going to do that,
but they did not. He lost. He got himself up pretty good. It was a nice introduction for the lad. But no, Tommaso Ciampa is your new NXT champion. So, brand new look, brand new logos, brand new feel, brand new everything. But the only person... oh, not again. What have you done?
I don't know. Have I sat on the controls?
Look, you just spin through.
Okay.
Tell how it makes you feel.
Okay, yes. I'm, like you say, mixed emotions, but I think it's going to take a little bit of getting used to this new NXT. But yeah, I like being able to actually see stuff and not feeling so bloody dingy and dark and what have you. And yeah, Tommaso Ciampa, not what we called. We thought Vince McMahon would take one look at LA Knight and put the title on him. In reality, what he did was job him out in the opening match to Braun Breaker.
Yeah, this was a bit odd because my expectations are low. However, the wedding being the main event.
Yeah, I love that.
The first NXT of this new 2.0 era, the main event being a wedding, a good wedding.
A wedding that went to mostly went to plan.
A thoroughly entertaining wedding featuring an axe and off-the-cuff comedy spots and nobody interfering with it. But the main event?
Yeah. Yeah, that's bigger than the title. It's a wrestling wedding. Come on. Anyway, speaking of things that are bigger than the NXT Championship, the Iconics! Or the former Iconics, I should probably say. Now the Inspiration!
Oh, no!
That needs to work.
No!
Anyway, they have teased a bloody huge announcement. They didn't say all that. They said a huge announcement's coming your way later on today. 9 a.m. EST, not Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair, just the regular time zone, yeah.
So that's like, what, 5 hours?
Oh, you should have checked that before you came in.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's this afternoon, basically, in the UK. But in a few hours' time, they are going to make a huge announcement. The former Billy Bloody Kay, Peyton Bloody Royce, of course, now known as, of course, Jesse McKay and Cassie Lee. Rumours, of course, after they were released by WWE in April, budget cuts, what a load of bollocks that was, that they could be going to AEW to Impact Wrestling. But regardless, they are two phenomenally talented individuals, and the business is going to be far better whenever they announce whatever they announce, hopefully.
I would just like to say, I hope the place they're signing with is Spotify. Or Ooh. Audible. I don't want them to go and work for a wrestling promotion. I think by far and away the most interesting things about their character, the things they excel at, is the stuff, not to say they're bad wrestlers by any stretch of the imagination, not even close to that, but I think they're so much more entertaining as just personalities, as presenters. I'm telling a lie, I don't hope it's Spotify, I hope it's with us, but I think I would know about that if it was with us, and it isn't us.
Yeah, you think I can keep that a secret?
Come on. Is it?
Yeah, the Off Her Chops podcast has done really well. It's genuinely one of the best wrestling podcasts out there. It isn't ours, of course. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from.
Number one.
But, yeah, I'm just glad that they are back together. Breaking up is the dumbest decision you can make. And I think, if I had to put my money on it, I'd probably guess Impact Wrestling. I feel like that'd be the best fit for them. But let's be honest, everyone's all elite at the moment, so I wouldn't be surprised if they go there either.
Well, as I said very thoughtfully, I think, on this week's Wrestle Culture podcast, available every Friday, I think AEW needs to just have a little bit of just a, like, right, we've built a roster now. Mm-hmm. Let's just do things with that. Let's not rely on the pops of new arrivals and familiar faces. Let's just focus on what we've got. But again, I ain't telling TK what to do. He tells us what to do.
Long bone tone.
He tells us what to do, not the other way around. Anyway, excuse me, do you want the really big news?
Oh, the biggest news from NXT.
Mandy Rose has a new haircut.
Somebody got a haircut.
It's a new shade. It's like an auburn, like a nice brown, an auburn, a brunette, and yep.
That's that.
What you got?
Final story today.
No, okay. I'll give a bit more context to this. Obviously, she's been trying to build a stable at NXT for a little while. JC Jane and Gigi Dolin, they suffered defeats. Mandy Rose approaching. You know, the old method. Oh, you've lost, but you know how you could win if you're paying a little bit of attention to old Mandy Rose here. She got involved at the end of the match with Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter and Saraya, and then they just were doing a thing, the three of them. Nothing really much to it. She did the old flip the hood back thing, and oh, who's that? It's brunette Mandy Rose.
Mm-hmm. And then they had the match, and she nailed someone of the one of the three with a wicked knee. They won the match. And yeah, apparently Vince McMahon thinks changing a personality, and that all that requires is some hair dye.
I will say, we may appear a little bit sniffy about this. Oh, big whoop, she's changed her hair colour. When Sasha Banks did it, it was actually quite a nice little character change. She went the orange to the blue.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, that's...
And Mandy has made a big thing about being the blonde bombshell, so this does feel like a bit of a change for And I mean, so, like, it was weird that they did the whole we'll swap you Aaliyah for her and not do anything with Aaliyah. Yeah. But look, she wouldn't be being utilised on the main roster right now. She could be a cornerstone of this women's division in NXT if, I don't know, maybe if they remember how to actually put on the matches that they promised. They did promise me an NXT Women's Championship match last night, and they just didn't happen.
I will say, as I said at the top of the broadcast, I'm a big fan of this NXT rebrand. Mm-hmm. I think I'm very positive. I think it's what they need. I think it's going to do good things. But the fact it's day one, and we're already, whilst giving you stories about NXT, having to go, look, right, why this isn't terrible is because it's not a great site. It's not a great time. But, fingers crossed, NXT's obviously been on a bit of a nosedive since I stopped presenting a show about it. Hopefully, this is the thing that helps them rebound back up.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what people say about it online, and intrigued to see what the Dadley Boys say in our NXT review podcast later on today.
More importantly, intrigued to see what Garrett's got to say about NXT ups and downs later in the day.
He's very positive. I wish I was as positive.
I will say, genuinely, NXT owe that boy a huge apology, because he does a much better job with that show than I do, and they've tanked the product while he's been presenting it.
Bastards. Right, finally, let's talk about the Hurt Business. They were needlessly, let's be honest, split up in March, and now, off the back of Bobby Lashley losing the world title to Big E, of course, on Monday Night Raw, MVP on social media has teased a reunion. He was on Instagram and he posted a photo of himself sitting next to Shelton Benjamin with the caption, "Discussing business with an old acquaintance."
Discussing business with my hurt friend, winky face.
I mean, Cedric Alexander went the opposite way, tweeting, "Oh, you only had some backup after Lashley lost the world title." But yes, it looks like maybe they're going to be reuniting certain portion of the Hurt Business. Cedric Alexander, of course, busy with the 24/7 championship bollocks. Also, rumours, of course, that Keith Lee might be getting involved with this stable as well. Oh, no. I don't know. It feels a little bit too little, too late. I don't know why they broke him up in the sod in the first place.
It made no sense at the time, and as ever with these WWE things, it's a reach, but they might actually, because they've done a couple of tweets, but they might actually do it. I don't want Keith Lee to get involved. I don't want Keith Lee to be involved with this because it just unsettles me so much that Vince is going, who else can join? Who else has got something in common with these boys? Him.
Oh,
it's really...
What a weird time it is for Keith Lee, like... Sensationally talented, like at this time a year ago, I'm fairly certain it was around this time a year ago, he was holding two titles and had to give one up and then immediately lost the other one to Karrion Kross, and now they've done nothing with him. And now they're sat there going, well, Keith, the plan is either to, I don't know, bring you back wearing a tennis skirt again or something, or we'll have Adam Cole manage you inexplicably, or do you want to be a part of the Hurt Business of 2.0? We love 2.0 in things.
You do.
They insist on everyone calling it NXT 2.0 going forward, by the way, now.
Good.
And Kevin Dunn's backstage, so that's great.
God, I will say, right, I feel so sorry for Keith Lee because obviously the Adam Cole story that came out was horrific.
Yeah.
This is what they want to do with him. And it, like, through no fault of Keith Lee's, made Keith Lee look and sound stupid as well.
Yeah.
Like, what a ridiculous idea. And Keith Lee's not, you know, jumping to a new promotion, so he doesn't get to sort of, like, bat that story out of the way. He's like, that's what they were going to use him for. One of the most singularly talented, physically impressive human beings I've ever seen in my life covering NXT. And he went to the main roster and Vince went, whoa, he's fat.
Ridiculous. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Mr. Five Lawton.
To Mr. and Mrs. Lawton. A fifth son.
who says, should WWE team up Shelton Benjamin and Gable Steveson to even the odds for Lesnar? Hashtag Minnesota stretching.
God, yeah, what a great idea to have a tag team together that are so rooted in the fundamentals of, like, amateur wrestling with this real all-American style to them, really excelling themselves. I'm sure there's loads WWE could do with a tag team. Well, then I guess it's a bad idea.
I really like this idea, but... I don't know. I like it, but I also don't know how it's going to work because it's going to be a lot of Saudi Arabia bollocks, this, let's be perfectly honest. And we could potentially at Survivor Series get Big E and Roman, or should I say the Bloodline versus the New Day. You could even put the tag titles on the New Day. I don't want to take them off RK-Bro, but what a triple threat. That's not how it works. What a six-man that could be. But yeah, absolutely. If Lesnar wants some backup, why not his best mate who he destroyed in the Rumble that time and the current Olympic gold medalist for some weight class in wrestling, the new signing Gable Steveson, who they are very hot on and who Paul Heyman has had a hand in as well, of course.
Excuse me?
Sounds like quite the accusation as I say it out loud. Well, I'll move swiftly along to Shriot's question.
Wow.
That's the second Twitter question today, saying, I always thought Big E was the one to end Roman's reign.
Yeah.
But now that he's WWE champion, who takes the Universal Championship off Roman?
Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out. Big E still.
Okay.
Because look, the Big E moment is fantastic. It's brilliant. We shouldn't be condescending or sneery or sniffy about it just because it was clearly a bit of a rating popper off the back of them losing to Dynamite the other week. That is fairly transparent. They have hot-shotted a belt just to try and get a quick rating and to get a bit of positivity back. But that doesn't mean it wasn't still a brilliant moment.
Look at
the reaction. Nobody in that arena cared what the reason for this was. It was still a brilliant thing to happen. However, it is hot-shotting of a belt. It would not surprise me if they did take it straight back off him at Extreme Rules.
Okay.
And then, of course, you've got there. Well, you know, you got there, you know, because the guy had a bum knee, he jumped in with the Money in the Bank briefcase. It's not really the ascension you want for someone as popular as Big E. So you have him hotshot it back, and then you've got the whole Roman angle of, yeah, you might think you know, championship caliber because you've been on that other show and, you know, jumped somebody with a bum knee, but this is a whole different ballgame. It's not just another title win for Big E if he then goes and beats Roman.
Mm-hmm.
It's another level entirely from what he's already done.
And over the years, maybe not so much over the past couple of years, but certainly over the last 10 years, let's say, they have had a bad track record of picking who should win the Royal Rumble match and get a really good reaction. Big E guarantees that reaction, whether he goes from number one or whether he comes out at number 30. And if he does that, if they can't get The Rock, for example, for WrestleMania, I think a main event of Big E
versus Roman Reigns. Oh my word!
Yes,
but print it.
If not, I'll just directly steal Michael Sidgwick's booking, which is Brock Lesnar beats him in about 30 seconds in Saudi Arabia in a month's time, which probably could happen as well.
30 seconds. They would as well, wouldn't they? They would do that. They actually would do that.
Yeah. Look at this amazing tie reign. Everyone's like really buzzing about Roman. Yeah, take it off.
Not Brock though, is he? So.
Not Brock. Final question today comes from Frankly Salinas. Frankly, my dear, I couldn't give a Salinas. Nope, doesn't work. Carry on. What did you think? What do you think of Bronson Recksteiner, who's got the new name, of course, Braun Breaker's debut? He beat LA Knight at the opening of the show, of course, and then confronted Tommaso Ciampa with a little "Well done, champ, Mr. Luke Champ" sort of thing at the end of the show. What do you think?
Fine. Good. Yeah. Good for him. I don't know why.
Name's awful.
I don't know why they've changed the name. I can't get my head around why. He had such a cool name and they've tried to simplify it, I guess. Like, Eric Bugenhagen. An incredible name for a pro wrestler. Nah, I'm never going to remember all that. You're Rick Boogs now.
Actually, that's my pick. You should bench Roman Reigns.
Oh, yes, actually Boogs.
Rick Boogs! Yeah, I love that guy. Very impressive.
Obviously, when you come in from such a storied lineage, which. Let's face it, has been milked into a legacy of pure parody by the people who hold it. That's not a negative, by the way. It's what I would have done if I looked like Scott Steiner. A lot to live up to. There's a lot to live up to, because you would imagine they're going to make some big thing about, like, the Steiner brothers and how technically gifted they were, and they'll probably steer away from the whole, look at these completely normal arms.
I also like the idea of them going... Vince is backstage, like, Braun, great debut, brother. I don't know why he's Hulk Hogan all of a sudden. Right, and Braun goes, thanks very much, boss. I really thought you'd, sort of do something to screw me over a little bit after what, Scott said about your daughter. What's this? Nothing. Go if you haven't seen that.
Not even what Scott said about your daughter. What Scott said about your daughter on What Culture Wrestling? Even worse.
Anyway, let's move on to today's and finally. And I want to give a bit of... nod to someone who doesn't get it enough, and that's Sami Zayn, who tweeted last night.
So Paul Heyman's had a hand up this new Olympic lad, and now Sami Zayn doesn't get it enough. Are you alright?
No, I'm not.
Is everything okay at home?
As this new era of NXT begins, think of all the greats that passed through NXT to this point and how virtually none of them would have ever been there if not for me making NXT a thing. But does anyone say thank you, Sami, for revolutionising the business? Of course not. Poor me. Well, from all of us here at What Culture, we all want to say thank you, Sami, for revolutionising the business.
Genuinely, you can put the entire success of that, that run of NXT until it went on television. You can literally trace that entire run of success back to Sami Zayn's spine hitting the corner of the ring after he won the title.
Yeah.
Because that was when it went from sort of like, oh, this is a nice, like, it's nice to watch developmental a bit. It's nice to get a bit of an insight on what's coming next to you. Wow, this is unmissable. I have to watch this now all the time.
Yeah, that definitely made me think from thinking... Oh, NXT, that show where they do, like, they do the barrels. The Nexus, and then they do running around the ring with barrels to, it's good again.
He's doing a bit, but Sami Zayn did make NXT, in my opinion.
So thank you from all of us here at What Culture. Thank you for joining us today for the news. I don't know why that sounds so sincere.
Thank you.
I'm simping for the audience.
You are simping for the audience. That's all right, though. They cook for us.
Let us know your thoughts on everything we discussed, you cooks, in the comment section down below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dally Boys sitting down to review NXT and preview AEW Dynamite, Adam Cole's debut tonight, of course.
Indeed. You can have that for the intro.
Okay, thanks. You can follow us all at What Culture WWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. You can follow Adam Cleary for his great Twitter game at
Adam Cleary, Clery. You can follow Adam Wilborn at
Adam Wilborn. And follow us. Have you posted the video yet? Did you post?
No, we're not posting the video yet. Stand by today for an incredible video.
Mm-hmm. Follow us all at What Culture WWE for now. My thanks to Adam Cleary. Thank you for joining us in one, and we will see you soon.
See you later.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.